clears something off you, than if anybody else wants to chip in.
No, here I am. I'm already talking. I talked before I realised I'd started, which is the story of my life. So I've basically just sat down at a table, luckily full of journalists, new and old, not in age, but in experience in the field. Do people want to just give a little bit of an introduction to themselves?
My name is Daniel Bennett. I study a PhD. I look at the impact of blogging on the BBC's coverage of war and terrorism.
Nice. Follow that.
I'm Yashodhara Rupa, and I'm actually a video editor, but I also freelance for Frost Over the World on Al Jazeera English.
Oh, awesomeness. I'm a big fan of Al Jazeera and what they've been doing over in the Middle East and other places, actually.
I'm Laura Oliver. I'm the editor of journalism.co.uk, so I write about journalism as a journalist. It doesn't get more introspective than that.
I so picked the right table. Don't tell me the T-boy.
Well, kind of. My name's Ian Withers. I'm a recent journalism graduate, part-time freelance, part-time waiter.
Oh, wow. I was spot on, but destined for massive things, I can tell by your posture.
Hi, I'm Priyal Sangui, and I'm from Mumbai. And I'm just, again, a journalism graduate, and I'm a Mumbai-based journalist with Times of India, and currently with Independent on Work Experience.
Oh, fantastic. I remember when you were just a student.
Yes, the good old days.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Kate Upsgray. I have no idea how I describe myself. I'm a kind of radio producer, broadcast journalist, social media type thing.
And another perfect person to be at this table. The question was way longer than 140 characters when he was explaining it, but he kind of summed it up with, can Twitter curate journalism, or is it just there to feed from it and all the rest of it? I can't say any more intelligently than that. I'll let you.
I think in theory, there's a lot of information being curated on Twitter. In practice, I don't think it's humanly possible for people to curate all of that in a meaningful way. I mean, we could, in theory, store all of the data on Twitter, but then who's going to go through it and actually look at it all in years, you know, down the line? So I think it can be very useful from that point of view. So I think there's a lot of potential there. It's just whether people want to or have the inclination, but I think it can potentially really do a very good job of curating lots of news for us.
Do you think we're putting all our words in one basket here when we talk about Twitter? Is it not microblogging? Is it not real-time conversation that occurs within social media? There are so many different platforms there. Is the value only where the majority is, do you think?
I don't know.
Good answer. That makes me sound smarter than I actually am.
I think obviously, you know, it's a lot wider than Twitter, and in a way Twitter's been great for blogging, I think, because it's actually connected us to a lot of different blogs in ways that we perhaps weren't connected to
exactly
in the past.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very important thing, and also news as well, I think. If you want to be connected to certain news streams or certain fields of information, Twitter's a very useful way of connecting you to those sort of things.
So it's just a doorway. I've always talked about how Twitter is the backbone, the spine to the media I like to create. It enables people a key to another place I'm posting on. And hopefully, whilst online media homes kind of come and go, Twitter will always hopefully enable your network to migrate with you. Whatever comes after Twitter, for example, hopefully the people that I'm close to at the moment will follow onto the next big thing, where we can still keep each other informed of what we're doing and help amplify each other's work in that way. What do you think?
Well, I think Twitter is quite good for, like, I can't possibly be across every different blog, news website, and other little, you know, little people creating media, but it's a really nice way, like you say, it's like a doorway, because people that I follow have similar interests, and I trust things that they do. They might be more expert in a field than I am, so I trust them to sift through the stuff in that they have a specialism in and pick out the juiciest bits for me, which I then find on Twitter and can share it with other people. So I think it's quite nice like that. It's a good way to collect information. But Twitter is not necessarily the thing. It's Twitter that links me to articles or, you know, video blogs or clips or whatever else is out there.
So all this onus that's been put on Twitter as a journalistic tool, it's no more a journalistic tool than a stamp, really, is it?
No, and I think the journalists and journalism organisations that get the most value out of Twitter will use it in exactly the way that Kate just described. The ones that then try and own it are perhaps missing the point. So when we're talking about Twitter curating journalism, surely we should just be looking at the fact that people are using it as another way to have a conversation about a news story or an idea or a feature. I think that, and that's no different to sort of other conversations, in my opinion.
And surely the journalists should be curating journalism. Surely they should just be using Twitter to do that process. I mean, that's what journalists are there for, and what Richard Sandberg was actually talking about was, journalists will still have a responsibility for adding, context, adding opinion, adding analysis, framing Twitter debates, and I think that's going to be their role, and hopefully we can find a way of actually paying people to do it in the future.
We all have a toolkit, don't we, and this is just another tool in our arsenal. Careful how fast I say that word.
Giving an example to the previous three discussions, I'll give an example from the Mumbai attacks. I've been in touch with the person who's been curating all the social media which came out of Mumbai attacks, whose Twitter handle is Gauravonomics. And he mentioned something very interesting, that with the Mumbai attacks, the only real social media story which broke was a particular person who took first-hand pictures of the attacks. After that, people just kept discussing what was going on. They were linking, but nobody really broke a story on Twitter in those 60 hours, apart from that one person. So what I like, going by Kate's point, that I think it is a good link, but does it generate news? I think that's for journalists.
Brilliant. How are Al Jazeera? I mean, how are they using things at the moment? I met the head of Al Jazeera New Media in a hotel in New York. I don't know if you saw a little video. I don't even think America knew he was there at the time. But we had a fantastic conversation about how they were implementing tools in the field, and their only limit was bandwidth, and they were hopping from hotel to hotel to get their messages out as fast as possible. And he said that, Twitter was used just as much of a network so that journalists could keep tabs on each other's locations and what they were doing and how they were going to do it, and Wi-Fi open at so-and-so, go and upload video now. So it's not just about spreading news, it's enabling people to collect the news and disseminate, I think.
Yeah, but I also think the main important point about things like Twitter is, like, if you have a program on television, they say, okay, send in your response by this time, and you are limited by space and time, and Twitter breaks that. It lets you get into the conversation at any point, say whatever you want, and you can have everybody respond to what you say. I'm sorry, I don't know how much Al Jazeera uses Twitter, I'm not too aware, but I was very fascinated by the fact that Twitter can break all these kind of boundaries.
You're right, and I think people that are also fascinated about that would be the mainstream TV companies, who still insist we use a television to watch the television and give us a red button to keep us happy for a while, when really we should be viewing it on our flat screen computers, as most of us do nowadays, and have Twitter open, monitoring the other conversations that are going on. It's a whole new experience when you have the whole world watching with you, commenting with you, and enabling you to feed back, not only to people viewing, but people involved in the making. Talking to Gia Gia during the television program that was on recently, what was it called? Where we go back in time looking at technology. Fantastic. I'm going to get 50,000 comments. How could you forget the name of that? My head's full of, coffee mainly at the moment.
When you were mentioning about other conversations happening, which the television studios don't cover, something so simple which Twitter can do is discuss rains. If there's heavy rains going on in a city, it happened with Mumbai rains. Twitter was the best place to go to check if a place was flooded or not flooded. Is there travel access? Because people are just tweeting, it's raining here. And that is a whole lot more reliable than news channels who just keep saying heavy rains, heavy rains. So even something so simple,
Exactly the same thing. I've got four different weather apps on my iPhone. Because I ride a motorbike, I'm going to Birmingham, then I'm going to go to here, then I'm going to here. So I'll check them all. Yeah. But then I'll actually go and ask on Twitter first.
Yeah.
Because whatever the app says, you can tell it's not true compared to what somebody says. It's chucking it down. Take the car. So real-time spreading of that. The reason why I trust these people are because they're in my networks and they've already proved their worth. The fact that everybody leapt on some random person's tweet in an American hospital recently during the tragic attacks that occurred on the base, that's the fault of the news, not the fault of Twitter. And the amount of times I see on mainstream television a tweet used as a quote without even crediting the person or using their avatar, which I think in many ways is more important, being a more visual person.
That's why you also need journalists embedded in online communities, I think. And
yes.
a lot of journalists at the moment come to this and suddenly someone says, you need to use this new source, Twitter. And, you know, the first thing they do is work out what it is and try and have a little play. Whereas, obviously, journalists that get much more out of this are people that have been on there for 2-3 years who built up their own networks and contacts, as you were saying. And I think it's really important that we train journalists in these new skills, and they train themselves, because a lot of the time they don't need training. They're perfectly capable of working out for themselves. They just need more time to do that.
No, exactly.
Well, I think if you've got old-time journalists on there, they should be using old-time journalistic techniques. I mean, you know, if you're out there and you're in the street and somebody walks up to you and tells you that the Queen has died, if you're a journalist, you're not going to go and say the Queen has died. You're going to go and check that. If somebody says on Twitter, oh yeah, I work at the palace and the Queen has died, if you're a proper journalist, you go out and you check that.
Yes.
And you find out if that's true, and then you pass it on. And I think sometimes, you know,
even though most of the time they pick up a phone and speak to someone they trust at the palace to get the official line, it's very rare you'll get a journalist actually off the desk or away from what used to be the fax machine. Now it's email, I imagine. So, but yes, yeah, verify still.
Well, when it comes to journalists and using Twitter, I think most journalists are quite meted with a lot of disdain, rather. It's very, they're negative towards, quite cynical, especially the older journalists. And I don't say old journalists, but rather older, who've been practicing for at least more than 5 years. So they are not open about it, because their sources and fact-checking methods are so correct that they don't need Twitter. Twitter will tell you if Michael Jackson has died or not, but a journalist is the one who's going to confirm the news, because Google crashed, so where are you going to go? Go to the journalist.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's why I don't think it's very welcomed in with the older community.
No, definitely. There is a lot, you know, of old school journalistic types. If you look at how Tony Benn, MP, embraced the question, I managed to ask him very briefly when I quicked him on my mobile phone outside Euston, what do you think about all the journalists fearing for their jobs because of the news moving online? And he effectively said, well, they should just embrace it like I did many years ago. And if that man of that age knows how to use the internet as another tool, we all really, really should be using it just as another means of communication. Journalism should be about communication, and that is right down to the bare roots of it. We're letting everybody know the truth, and we shouldn't be sacrificing that when it comes to speed and so on. Sorry.
And on that note, also, as Priyal just mentioned, look at using these tools to make your job more efficient and make your life easier as well. Don't think because it's something new that you necessarily have to put it to a new purpose. Yeah, it can develop things, but with the rain example, some of the radio stations in California during the last wildfires used Twitter perfectly for an on-the-ground service, so you would know not to walk down that street because it would be blocked at the end of the day. That's something they would have done before through other means.
It's like the old traffic and travel number, isn't it?
Yeah,
instead of phone our traffic and travel number, tell us as a motorway block. Well, I don't actually recommend tweeting when you're on a motorway.
Well, I was a passenger once, and I used the hashtag #M1 and asked people, and before you know it, people were starting to use #M1, and I thought, this is awesome. Maybe I should just have a head-up display with #M1 whenever I'm driving down it, because waiting for that silly little beep and the radio to kick in and ruin a perfectly good song isn't probably as effective as real time.
Many journalists see, and I can understand, resources are limited, you might have less staff in your newsroom, and you're being asked to take on new tools to produce new types of content, but don't see using Twitter, for example, as another add-on. Look at how you can fit it into your day and what jobs it might make easier, or what old processes it might replace and therefore make you more efficient.
I was going to say, I've done some experience on business desks, and I was going to make the point that it partly depends on your field, and they make the point that none of their sources are really on Twitter, and when you report something like company news or something like that, and the implications could be like defamatory and things like that, then Twitter might not necessarily be good for all kinds of journalism.
No, but it's getting very good at self-policing. You know, it's quite easy, I think, to find through looking at somebody's networks what kind of person that person is. It's getting easier now. Look at the lists they're involved in now. There'll be more and more things implemented so we can see, you know, and validate who's saying what where.
I'm just thinking, in terms of it saving you time, someone like Rory Kethlen-Jones uses it very well. He'll occasionally tweet out and say,
he has people doing his job for him through Twitter.
Exactly. He'll say, look, you know, colleagues need somebody in their mid-20s with a mortgage and a kid, you know, can you help? And it might take you hours as a producer to ring around and find somebody that fits that exact bracket that might be interested in talking to you. Put it out on Twitter, he's got goodness knows how many thousands of followers, and somebody will, you know, retweet it, and you'll get that person almost instantly. And that So it's not just going to waste your time. It can actually aid your job.
No, exactly. A brilliant use. And crowdsourcing is just one of the many things it can be used for. I just want to say thank you very much to everybody at the table here. I'm enthralled and fascinated. I'm going to upload this before it gets too big to fit down the London pipes. And of course, it will be tweeted on the other end so everybody can find it. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
There is a massive caveat, of course, and there's loads of people that aren't on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Sure.